Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are joined this morning to talk a little bit about the draft pick and more by the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, Travis Schlenk. Morning to you, Travis.
Trav.
Gentlemen, aren't you getting tired of talking to me?
Not at all. We have a lot of questions. Number one, Trav, I know you're the number three pick, not the number one pick like we wanted, but I'm going to see if I can ask you this in a strategic way. Are we still in good position to get the player that we want?
Yeah, I mean, listen, in this draft, there's, you know, like I mentioned before, you know, we have eight guys that we're focused on our one pick. So obviously, you know, ending up at the third spot, that gives us a lot of optionality. And now it's time to dig in and figure out which one of these guys is going to be the best fit for our organization.
So, playing devil's, I'm just going to ask another question here, try to, you know, ask it in a slick way. What's more important to you right now? Is it defense or shooting, like three-point shooting?
Well, ideally, you'd want a combination of both, right?
Yeah.
When you look at the way the game's played now, you've got to have guys that can get out and cover on the perimeter. You also have to have guys that can play on the perimeter as well. You look at the four teams that are out there right now in the conference finals, you know, it's a wide open, up and down game in both conferences. So in a perfect world, we'll get somebody that can accomplish both those tasks.
Travis Schlenk, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, the morning after the Hawks get pick number three in the NBA draft. You said to us a couple of days ago, and you mentioned it just now, you had a pool of eight players. Well, obviously two of those players are going to be gone. So your pool's down to six. And picking at number three, is your pool shrunk even more? I mean, are you comfortable that you've got, you know, maybe smaller group than eight that you're going to be picking from that you're really going to focus and hone in on a couple, three guys?
Yeah, well, it'll probably bring it down a little bit. But I would say that there's not a huge gap, you know, from a talent basketball perspective from our eight guys, I would say. So now we have to really hone in on the individual, you know, figuring out what kind of person they are, you know, what their end game is, you know, what their basketball IQ is, you know, all those things are going to go into it. And I think that you'll, after we go through all that processes, you'll see the group whittle down a little bit for us.
Right. Certainly you hired the new head coach in Lloyd Pierce, and you guys know each other. And you, I would say, is it fair to say that you guys see pretty much eye to eye on where you're going to go with this choice?
Yeah, we should share similar beliefs on the way the game should be played, where the game's going in general. So, you know, Lloyd's going to be a part of this process. He's going to travel up here to Chicago this evening after spending another day with our guys in the gym, getting to know our guys. So he's certainly going to be a part of the process. And, yeah, we kind of share the similar views on where the game's going and what kind of players we're looking for to be part of the Hawks moving forward.
Travis Schlenk, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, joining us on the WayForward.com hotline. Travis, Dennis Schroeder made some news in a news conference in Germany day before yesterday that has popped now on Facebook. He said, among other things, that he wants to, and I'll just quote him, I'm in my prime, I want to compete. I cannot be second to last in the Eastern Conference. When asked about other teams, he said Indiana wouldn't be too bad, Milwaukee wouldn't be too bad. He did say Atlanta's my city, I was drafted here, but I have to look individually at what's best for me. Are we to be taking that Dennis Schroeder isn't happy?
You know, I haven't had the opportunity to talk to him yet, so I'd rather not comment on it. But, you know, I guess I'll just stop there and say no comment until I have a chance to talk to him directly.
That's fair enough. I appreciate the fact that you would take the question, and we'll monitor that situation here. So you're kind of a fluid situation when it comes to these young talents. Your first draft last year, you get John Collins. I want to go back to that. And then you get Tyler Dorsey. Who was the last guy? There was a third guy last year, wasn't there? That was drafted? I'm trying to remember. Anyway, you had the two guys, John Collins, right, and then Tyler Dorsey. So you kind of hit on the draft last year. You know, we talk about the number three pick, and I'd like just to take a second and talk about 19, 30, and 33. How important is it for you to hit on those other picks too?
It's extremely important. And go back to your original question. Yes, we had the 60th pick in the draft last year, and we drafted Alpacaba, a 16 kid out of France, but who played with us on Summer League, and will play with us again this Summer League as well. But it's going back to this latter part of your question. It's important to hit on all those. You know, we have three first round draft picks. Obviously, you know, with the third pick, you know, we don't want to mess that up. But it's also important with 19 and 30 and even 34. We now know that we have the 34th pick since we jumped in front of Dallas in the lottery. So, you know, four picks in the top 34. You know, I'd love to sit here and say we're going to get all four right, but certainly, you know, we're going to shoot for that. But it's not an exact science, but we want to get, as I said all the way back to my press conference last year when I first got this job, you know, we try to get 60% right. If we feel like if we get 60% of our picks right, we're going to be doing well here. So if we can get three out of the four, we'll be happy with that. But we're going to shoot for four, obviously.
You know, Trav, on my Twitter feed, there's a lot of people feeling that, you know, the best thing to do in this situation is to trade back and try to accumulate players. Is there any scenario that you see yourself trading away that first pick and moving back a little bit and trying to accumulate some more players?
Well, listen, man, we're obviously going to listen. If there's teams out there that want the third pick, we'll listen to their offers. And if it's an offer we think that makes a lot of sense for us, you know, we'll take a hard, long look at it. But if there's not an offer that we feel like doesn't make sense for us, we're extremely excited to pick with the third pick. But it'd be pretty close-minded to sit here today one way or the other and say, yes, we're going to trade back, or no, we're not trading back. We got to see how it all plays out. So we're gonna keep both options open.
All right, as you do your due diligence here, you kind of look at the top 10, Travis Schlenk, general manager of the Hawks. All of these guys are one-and-doners. I mean, they're all freshmen, except for Doncic, who's, what, 19? I mean, essentially the same thing, right? I mean, so they're all young. Yeah. Does that make it more of a crapshoot?
You know, it makes it a little bit harder. Obviously, any time that you have a chance to watch these guys more, you know, see them mature a little bit more, it gives you more of a book on them for certain. But, you know, the rules have been this way for the past 10 years. So it's nothing new. We just have to do our due diligence. And like I said, getting to know these guys, seeing their personalities, seeing what motivates them, seeing what their end game is, so to speak, that's what makes this hard part of this job tricky, is trying to project what a 18, 19-year-old, or in some cases 20-year-old kid's going to be in 4 or 5 years. And, you know, but that's what we get paid to do, so that's what we're going to try to figure out.
Final question for me, Travis. Walk me through Chicago today and tomorrow with you and Coach Pearson. What's going to be taking place? Is everybody going to be working out? Is that how it's going to work?
Well, so today the players are doing a lot of physical testing, getting their measurements, and then this afternoon, starting at 2 o'clock Central Time, we'll be stuck in a hotel room till 8 o'clock tonight interviewing kids. It's kind of like speed dating. We get kids come in at 2 o'clock. We have them for 20 minutes, and then the phone will ring in your room, and the kid gets up and leaves, and then 5 minutes later, the next kid comes in. So it's kind of a crazy scene, but it's a very important part of the process to be able to spend 20 minutes with these kids and, you know, try to get to know them as best you can and figure out as much about their personalities as you can. And then tomorrow, it'll be the same thing from, I think we start at 8 in the morning tomorrow up until noon. And then at noon, then we head over to Quest Gym here in Chicago. And the guys will do shooting drills, and then they'll play some 5-on-5. And then it'll be the same thing on Friday. Friday morning, we again go back to interviews, and we interview for 4 hours. And then we head over to the gym for 6 hours and watch them do more drills and more playing. And then get on a flight Friday night at 10 p.m. and get home about 1 a.m.
It's funny that you compared to speed dating, because you know next week I'm going to ask you some of those questions that you asked some of these players, because I'm just curious to see with that 20 minutes, how do you utilize that 20 minutes that you had.
Don't ask any questions that'll go viral, okay?
I'll tell you this. It's amazing what you can get kids to say. I'll tell you the one question in the past, 1 year when I was in Golden State, one of the questions, you know, we always end as, do you have any questions for us? And this kid, bless his heart, he said, yeah, what's the nightlife like in Oakland? needless to say, we didn't draft him. But, you know, everybody's got their priorities.
You can't give up a name, can you? I'm not even going to ask. No, of course not. I know you can't. I know. I had to try. Travis, it's the NBA Combine, I guess, more or less. And we look forward to the draft, too. So, enjoy your time in Chicago, and come home with a good game plan. We're all excited about the number 3 pick here. Everybody in town is.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Travis.
Thanks. Have a good one.